So the Mishnah teaches that there are no Yom Tovim for the Jewish people like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, and explains in Meiri how was the extra special simcha of these days expressed. It was expressed through the Jewish girls going out in the fields and dancing to find the shidduch. And the question is, what's pshat of this Meiri? Why is it that the greatest simcha of all Yom Tovim is expressed through the girls trying to get married on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? So Pasuk can explain as follows. The Shem Mishmu and Parshas Kisavo quotes from the Sefer Ikrim that the significance of Simcha is that it's Mekayim something, meaning that it concretizes something and allows it to endure. It explains the Shem Mishmu that what is the significance of the mitzvah Simchas Chosim Rekalo? That we are being Mesamech in the fact that now the Chosim and Kala are able to endure forever in the sense that they're going to have children. They're going to have children. Children, etc., all the way to the very end, and therefore their legacy is going to endure forever. So the Simcha of Chosim and Kala explains the Shem Yishmol as emanating from the fact that now we are giving a kium to the person. And perhaps with this idea of the Shem Yishmol, we can understand the significance of the additional Simcha that was expressed on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because when the girls went out, the greatest expression of Simcha in this world is through a marriage, because through a marriage a person is able to endure forever, and therefore the greatest simcha that can possibly exist is a simcha that is accompanying something that is going to endure forever. So therefore the greatest expression of simcha that was not expressed in any of the other Yom Tovim is specifically the simcha of a Chosim and Kala, because this is a simcha that is going to be something nitzchi, and by definition from the very fact that it's nitzchi, then therefore that the same way that the Kima Dava is greater because it's something that's Nitzchei, so therefore the accompanying Simcha with it is also have to be greater in order for it to make it something that's going to be able to last forever. So therefore there are no Yom Tovim like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. There's no Simcha like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, because the Simcha of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is a Simcha Shel Nitzchius.